code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watts and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 16th of September 2009. Newcomers, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com and you'll see all the other sites I have up there. I have quite a few you should bookmark for future use, because once in a while the big servers go down and that way you'll always have another site to download the latest talks from. And it's cuttingthrough.jenkins.com. And it's cuttingthroughthematrix.net.us.ca, Alan Watt, cuttingthroughthematrix.ca, and Alan Watt, sentinel.eu. That last one has all the audios of the other ones, but it also has the addition of transcripts of some of the talks I've given, which you can download for print-up in the various languages of Europe. And remember that this is probably the only host out there that doesn't get sponsored. It might not make a career of it. There's no career in this kind of thing. I'm doing this because it has to be done. It has to be done now because we're going through the greatest changes, really, in history for the last few hundred years. The biggest change ever. Everyone's lives from now on, in fact, since 2001, will never be the same again. Well, we're going to get into a regimented society from birth to grave, and we'll simply obey our masters. That's really what the New World Order is all about. It entails depopulation, all the rest of it, down to a manageable level for them. But that's what it is. So this isn't a career. So it's up to you to keep me going by buying that which I have for sale at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And you can also donate as well and use PayPal button as well for not only donating, you can do for purchasing as well if you email me. And personal checks are good from Canada and the U.S. Say there's PayPal. There's also Western Union, MoneyGram outside the Americas. And some people just send cash. And that keeps me ticking over. It's up to you to keep me going because, to say, I'm not out for a career. I'm not building an empire. And I'm only doing it because, to be honest with you, it's a necessity. And when I started off, I wasn't even sure that people would be interested in what I had to say after all these years and years of study, because you get to a level where it's hard to talk to people who live in a different reality from you. They live in the television reality, they've been reared in it, they've got Hollywood histories, and really they're in a la-la land. So I didn't know if people were even ready for what I had to say. It's in a mass audience. I've taught small groups before. But anyway, that's how it is. We're going through the greatest changes, and to be honest with you, it's well underway, well underway. There's nothing being planned by the day, because the plans for today were made years and years ago, and even the reactions to the plans. You can also write to me at Alan Watt, site 41, box 4, Estaire, which is Estaire, Ontario, Canada. The postal code is P as in Peter, the number 3, E as in Elizabeth, 4, N as in Nora, number 1, P3E4N1. And that will get to me too. Because we truly, truly are, and I'm not saying this to be dramatic about it, I'm only using the words of the big boys themselves, like Brzezinski, who years ago said that we would be going through the greatest changes in history. And then remember when the computer era came out, they said that this was going to change everything, and so on and so on. At the time, people couldn't believe it. It seemed ridiculous to think it would change the way we all live. And of course, only people like Brzezinski told us the truth, that a form of communication would begin to given to everyone, which they'll love. It would be the greatest form of data collection that any government or world government had ever seen. Back with more after these messages.
Thank you. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix. As I said, I wasn't even sure people initially were ready for what I had to say, because it's hard to talk to people who've been brought up in a TV mentality, and especially so when their parents had been brought up the same way prior to them, thinking that everything from that TV box is real, where fiction is mixed up with news, supposed news, which is mainly directed propaganda. And they're given a completely different version of anything that's truly real in society and the world. And when you've been studying the events of the changing of society, realizing for most of your life that nothing changed by chance, and it wasn't by some kind of waves that just came from the grassroots and changed everything, but rather that came from academia and guided academia with special people and big NGOs above them and think tanks and so on, always projecting the future, what kind of future they'd want to bring in and making it happen. That's how it's been for an awful long time. So it's very hard to then go and communicate to someone who maybe reads the daily papers or watches the television news. You're in two different wavelengths, and they'll find it impossible to believe what you have to say when you tell them year after year what's going to happen next. They'll always poo-poo it, and then it'll happen, and the oddest thing is, they'll never say, yeah, you were right. They'll never say that. They'll just sort of knowingly know it, only know it when it's announced on television as though it'd always been that way. And then you tell them the next thing that's going to happen, and they'll poo-poo that. This goes on year after year with most folk. There's no point wasting your time with them because they are the dead. They're the naive dead, the perfectly brainwashed. And there is such a thing as perfect brainwashing. Plato talked about that in Plato's Cave, this is called. How you brought up in a cave, etc., and that's all that you knew. But scientists talked about this too in the 1800s. If they could isolate a segment of society, just take the children, isolate them from the rest of the world, they could make them believe anything at all. A completely different reality. Well, they've done the whole thing with the world, you see. Perfect scientific indoctrination, as Bertrand Russell called it himself. And he should know, he had permission to try out experimental schools and do anything he wanted with the children, which he did. And I mean anything. And big players like him were all involved in it and the studies of it too. Eugenics is nothing new. It's very, very old, in fact. Look at your ancient histories and how pharaohs often married a sister. After all, if you're very, very special, you want to make sure that your offspring are also very, very special. That's the whole basic idea of it. Some religions, too, are based on that intermarriage, all down through the ages. Royalties are all based on that, too. Eugenics. And, of course, probably for thousands of years, they kept, when they're passing their afternoons and drinking the vino or the beer, as they did in Egypt, they'd probably look over the peasantry working in the fields and discuss these matters. Why are they peasants? Why are we different? And they always came to the same conclusions, that somehow they inherited intelligence. And again, Plato goes into that aspect of it in his book, The Republic. But just not just intelligence, but certain abilities, which eventually were called noble abilities, you see. Noble abilities, something you're born with, that's higher than all the rest down below you. So eugenics has always been with us, and the eugenic societies, and people I mentioned, the Huxleys, for instance, Darwin himself, and all of the descendants of Darwin on many different family lineages, were intensely involved in eugenical research, especially with planned communities. In the 1800s, they had them in the United States, and they communicated from these societies with Darwin and the Huxleys and Thomas, who was Darwin's best pal. And even H.G. Wells came over and visited some of these communities in the United States. In these communities, they literally had selective breeding under the guise, hidden and protected under Christian sects, like the Oneida Project. H.G. Wells went there himself to see how it was working. And in the Oneida Project, there was a committee who told the people who they could breed with, the members who they could breed with. There was to be no love involved at all. They were simply brought together for mating for children, and the rest of the time it was just to have intercourse. And they started intercourse off with children. This was all allowed and protected by New York State. And also Hayes, who became the president, he was a cousin of Noyes, who ran that experimental group. Now, see, all these big players went over there to see how it was going. Intensely interested in it. One of many experiments, many hidden experiments, going on in the 1800s. Right up into the 1900s. And of course, the whole idea for these elitists was to create a new society, a much smaller society, because they knew the industrial era would not last forever. They would need all these people. And unemployed people might rebel and get rid of the elect. That's what Charles Galton Darwin wrote about, basically, in his book, The Next Million Years, meaning the next million years where the elite would rule That's quite the boast. And he was a grandson of Charles Darwin. And he was a physicist who worked on the Manhattan Project with the atom bomb. These guys love society. That's why they're always into massive weaponry projects and stuff like that, or into finding ways of reducing the population. All the big players that you see pretty well in the science fields have all been involved in this kind of thing. One big club at the top. And that's also why Julian Huxley said that he belonged to the scientific elite class. He went through the different classes himself, from the dominant minority to who would have special projects, but he was in the scientific group that was held in high esteem because they would be given the rights to basically decide for society how it should go, how your health should go, and all the rest of it. After all, you see, if we're a herd and you're the farmer, you want to make sure your stock are healthy, at least as long as you're having them walk around alive. Too many of them, well, you just cull them off. With human beings, it's difficult to do because you can't just persuade them to go and commit suicide, so you have to do it by stealth methods, deception, in other words, and bring the population down. Isn't it amazing that as healthcare, supposedly, and medicine have gone to its zenith over the years, from the latter part of the 20th century and the 21st century, our health has just drastically declined, like they were plummeted. Do you think that's a coincidence? Do you think it's a coincidence that cancers have skyrocketed in the last 20 years, and more so in the last 10, and right now they're just at an incredible crisis level? All age groups. Types of cancers were completely unknown before. And the surgeons themselves don't bother even classifying these new types that they're seeing. And yet there's no crisis mentioned about that. Why is there no crisis about that? When there's no crisis about it, it's because it's planned that way. They know at the top what they're doing. As I say, you're going to ask for volunteers for suicide, or do you simply start eliminating the herd? Meetings were held 30 and 40 years ago to do with how the world would be taken down in its population. World meetings decided that some third world countries would go down fast. That's why Africa has been targeted in such a way, and other countries too. But the Western societies, because they were better educated, Huxley went through this. He says it'd be harder to persuade them to go along with certain things. They might start figuring things out for themselves. So it had to be done through stealth methods. Deception, just pure lying. What's the best way to do it than to offer you healthcare? Healthcare. Now, the first real reason for healthcare was obvious in Canada, because the guy who brought it in, Thompson, was a member of the World Eugenists Society and the British Eugenics Society and the Canadian Eugenics Society. And he firmly believed, like George Bernard Shaw, one of the co-founders of the Fabian Society, that they, his class, his intellectual class, as he thought himself, that they would have the right to decide who should live and die. But as long as you're alive, he says, you will do what you're told and work. That was their Fabian motto. You do what you're told and you'd work to serve the whole of society. Serve the whole of society. But if you're unfit and so on, then you shouldn't live at all. Does that sound familiar? Poor Adolf gets all the blame for this, you know. Adolf was just copying these guys. That's all. Put into action more openly than these guys had planned. They planned to do it by stealth, healthcare. And the priority of healthcare is actually population reduction. It's a political agenda. That's why you can't mix healthcare with politics. Anything to do with politics is a political agenda. Sterilizations, abortions, etc., that's okay for healthcare. You get in right away, but something serious, wait till you're dead. Back with more after these messages.
Hemp ShrimpUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
This is Alan Walsh, and we're cutting through the matrix. I'm just talking about reality again. And it's amazing how people never learn from their lifetimes of experience. Someone recently asked if I could hunt up something I'd talked about before, where the British government admitted after the European Parliament was set up. And remember, it's on the go for years and years, this economic association, this economic association for Europe. And then suddenly you've got a parliament there, and suddenly you're all subservient to the parliament. And it was asking me if I could find all the quotes and so on for that. And I thought, oh, God, you can't stop your life for one person who obviously is still in disbelief about it. And yet here is an article here someone sent me from the sovereignindependent.org, September, October 2009. This is something said by Valéry Giscard d'Estaing, who was a former French president. He headed the committee that drafted up the Lisbon Treaty. This is what he said about the ongoing phase of it, the further change to the European Union. And to say, since 1948, the public in Britain and all these countries were lied to constantly by their own supposed elected leaders. We know they're all chosen leaders. But here's what he said about it. He says, public opinion will be led to adopt without knowing it, right? The proposals that we dare not present to them directly. All the earlier proposals will be in the new text, but will be hidden and disguised in some way. What was already difficult to understand will become utterly incomprehensible, but the substance has been retained. Barry Giscard d'Estaing, former French president. That's what he said. And I have actually more quotes from him. You see, it's a con from the beginning. And it goes back to the days of Karl Marx. Remember, he talked about a European bloc, all subservient to a main parliament. An America's bloc, subservient to a parliament. And a Far Eastern bloc as well. And each parliament would be basically a provincial, a world provincial parliament, subservient to a world government. That was in the 1800s. And here we are watching it all happen by stealth and deception, and even some of the big players come out, like Giscard d'Estaing, admitting it. Public opinion will be led to adopt, without knowing it, the proposals that we dare not present to them directly. See, there's techniques of indoctrination. It's done by osmosis, almost, because people don't really consciously think through things that they hear coming from media or they read. As I say, this is from the sovereignindependent.org, and it talks about this. It says, this is on page 5 of the September-October 2009 issue, undemocratically selected by the Economic Union Council. This is the president. He will hold the position of president for 2.5 years, renewable once. And if what's important for the Americans, listen, because it's coming here too, you see, the same system. Therefore, he could be the president of the EU for up to 5 years. The selection process takes place behind closed doors and in secret, this is a fact, by the 27 members of the Economic Union Council. Some EU leaders, particularly Sarkozy and Gordon Brown, have strongly been pushing for Tony Blair as the first post-Lisbon EU president. And Tony's actually polishing himself for that too. He's made some comments on it. After having masterminded the Iraq War, resulting in the deaths of millions of innocent men, women, and children, and stirring up a never-ending war on terror in the Middle East, this warmonger, Blair, is then presented to the world as the best possible choice to take the reins of the new EU superstate. Men and women of Ireland, this man could be your next president. And it's true, when Tony Blair, I read the article on the air, when he was asked about the Iraq War and so on, he says, all that hassle, he says that, once he was out of office, all that hassle, just a hassle to him. He was asked if he had any regrets on anything he'd done during his whole time, and he says, no, he says, I don't have any regrets. You know, I'm a leader. Leaders don't have regrets, he says, pretty well. And by anybody's standards, that's a good little psychopath there. The EU Council, made up of the 27 leaders of all member states, is the EU Council which decides from behind the scenes in secret meetings who becomes president. Council members decide on their own what amendments may be made to the Lisbon Treaty, and they have the ultimate power to make those amendments as they wish without any referendum. The EU Council also chooses who will be president of the Commission, again without any referendum. The Council of Ministers, made up of the national ministers such as the Ministers for Agriculture, Ministers for Finance, etc., the Council of Ministers are the ones who vote on all the laws based on the proposals from the Commission. They also vote on certain laws based on qualified majority voting, which gives member states a voting weight based on population size under Lisbon. Our voting weight will be reduced from 2% to 0.8%, while Germany's will double to 17%. This will lead to a big increase in power to the bigger states. The Commission currently has 27 commissioners, commissars, you see, one from each member state. This powerful unelected body, remember? I'll say that again for the harder thinking. This powerful unelected body is the only institution which can propose a new law. The unelected body are the only ones who can make the laws. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the Total Transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
I'm Alan Watt and we're cutting through the matrix. Reading from, it's a new newspaper that's just come out, and you can look it up, sovereignindependent.org, and it's the September-October, I think it's the first edition, issue 2009, going on about the European Union. And I was reading about the commission, the commissars. It says the commission currently has 27 commissioners, one from each member state. So you're not a country, you're a state now, you see. This powerful unelected body, is the only institution which can propose a new law. These laws originate from thousands of secret working groups within the Commission, with many conflicts of interest. Secret groups. See, this is a new system for the world. This is the prototype that everyone else is to copy. Currently, each national parliament selects a commissioner. However, if Lisbon Treaty is passed, the national parliaments may only suggest a commissioner which can be rejected. The number of commissioners will also be reduced to less than the number of member states, with appointments on a rotational basis. The European Parliament, see, that was a front show, the parliament itself. This is the only directly elected body in the EU and has the least power. Members of the European Parliament are only allowed to suggest amendments to laws and vote to block laws from the Council of Ministers. They cannot propose any new laws, and their amendments may be ignored. See, this is post-democracy. Remember what they said at the Club of Rome, democracy got in the way. Margaret Thatcher said the same thing when she said she belonged to the parallel government, if you called it. Same thing as Quigley talked about. The ones who all know each other, they've all served, as they call it. Served is well paid, of course, but they call it serving the different countries and so on. And they all know each other. And when they retire from overt politics, they become technocrats. They have to wield the true power and get things really done because democracy was just too many competing and conflicting parties to get their agenda through. Post-democratic. And this is the prototype for the Americas, by the way. And as I say, you even have people like the ex-French Prime Minister, Valéry Giscard d'Estaing, saying that it was all done by deception. Public opinion would be led to adopt, without knowing it, the proposals that we dare not present to them directly. Quite something, eh? We live in a war for and on the mind of every single person on the planet. We've gone through Bernays before and how he gave a whole cultural system to the US, for instance, for a period of time, and how he trained many, many others to take over from him. And he was, of course, a relative of Freud. And even one of his relatives now, Freudian relatives, is now advising the European parliaments and the British parliament. They never give up. Why do it? They're experts, intergenerational experts in their own field. And Bernays liked the term propaganda, but he was asked that the public were catching on to it. Propaganda got a bad name in World War II, so they changed it to public relations. Now, here's a public relations exercise right now. I'm going to read it to you by Reuters, the Rothschild-owned news company. And this is from September the 16th. Flu experts. Remember, we don't need names anymore, just experts. That's what Bertrand Russell said with the trainers. When as soon as experts is mentioned, we suddenly drop our mouths wide open and listen, you know. Flu experts gear up for pandemic of vaccine worry. So it's a propaganda war, you see. It says here, 1 million heart attacks. This is how they started off. 1 million heart attacks, 700,000 strokes, and 900,000 miscarriages. U.S. public health officials want Americans to know these will happen every single year with or without a swine flu vaccine campaign. So I'm sure you're all up there, you're saying, oh, thank goodness for that. Yeah. So when you hear, remember, that the strokes are just going through the roof, miscarriages too, and all that, and heart attacks, you'll think, well, that's normal, isn't it? Well, the expert said so. So simple, isn't it? Propaganda is a simple thing, isn't it? Very, very simple. It says, yet this year they know a significant number will be blamed on the H1N1 vaccine, which will roll out within weeks, and they're struggling to be ready. Utter lies, because they had this planned years ago. They don't wait to the last minute. They've had this stuff planned years ago, including the mandatory vaccinations. They expect an avalanche of so-called adverse events reports. I guess they'll go down as alleged, which are reports of death, illness, or other health trauma that occur within 2 weeks after receiving treatment. It's a treatment now, you see. You know, it's not a forced, intrusive operation. It's a treatment again. In this case, the swine flu vaccine. We're going to be overwhelmed with potential events, alleged events, you saw, said Mike Osterholm, a public health expert. Oh, he's an expert at the University of Minnesota. Anything that happens to anybody in the period of 7 to 14 days after vaccination will be reported. And not just the U.S. officials, the World Health Organization is trying to reassure a global audience that vaccines are made by 25 different companies with various formulations, and they're all safe. If we have a safety signal in one country, it could stop vaccination efforts in others. In other words, they're not going to allow any adverse effects reporting to get out into the until it's all over and done with, because other folk who are later catching up with their vaccinations might forgo it altogether and say, well, we're going to go through that too. See? So they won't report it. WHO's top flu expert, Dr. Keiji Fukuda, told a meeting of infectious disease specialists organized by the U.S. Institute of Medicine this week. Flu experts themselves have little doubt that the vaccine being made against H1N1 is safe. It's been made using precisely the same technology as the annual seasonal flu vaccine, which is given to hundreds of millions of people every year. And it's a lie, by the way, because they're actually using squalene in it this year in the U.S., even though it hasn't been passed for use in the U.S. by law. But again, what's that got to do with propaganda, eh? As his memories still linger of the 1976 swine flu debacle. It's a debacle when folk dropped dead then, you know, when 43 million Americans were vaccinated against a virus that never spread and never existed. I added the last part. A newspaper filled with reports of a rare and crippling neurological disease called Guillain-Barré syndrome, which paralyzed lots and lots of people. So I guess I'm going to report it this time. It'll just be a coincidence you came down with it at that particular time after getting the shot. So there's your, propaganda guys at work right there. And meanwhile, you've got the other side of it too. It's and this is from the Irish Times, September the 15th. Risk from the swine flu vaccine is greater than catching the virus. The risks associated with catching the current strain of H1N1 virus are less than those connected with being given a new vaccine, which has limited clinical trials, according to an international commentator on swine flu. I believe vaccination may be right in the future, particularly if the virus becomes more virulent, but at the moment the risks associated with vaccination outweigh the benefits, said Dr. Robert Verkerk, an environmental toxicologist who now works for the London-based Alliance for Natural Health. My concerns in particular are for pregnant women and babies under 6 months because we don't know what the vaccine will do to young babies and unborn fetuses, he said. Well, they'll go down in miscarriages, won't they? That happens all the time, apparently. Currently, most cases of H1N1 virus are mild. Outbreaks around the world appear to be identical, and the first wave of infection is declining in intensity, he added. Dr. Verkerk was speaking on the topic of pandemics, fact and fiction, at the Rood Health Show in Dublin at the weekend, showing World Health Organization graphs about the rise and fall of H1N1 virus around the world. He told his audience that staying informed was the most important thing anyone could do regarding potentially risky infectious diseases. He suggested there may be a lot of underreporting of the virus now in cases where the symptoms are relatively mild. He also questioned that the effectiveness of a vaccine based on the current strain of the H1N1 virus if a more virulent form of the virus develops. In other words, the one they're talking about coming, the killer one, hasn't occurred yet. It has to evolve, with a little help, of course, into a killer, which means that the present vaccine won't affect it. So I'll put these links up, as I say, on my site at the end of this show. And, you know, for years and years and years, I've talked about the spraying in the skies that I've watched myself. And I don't need anyone to tell me it's been done. I see it being done. I see the effects of it on people, on myself, and even on the wildlife, too. So there's something that's really been going on, this massive, incredible spraying worldwide, by the way. And that's not reported by any mainstream. There's a couple of TV stations did do a couple of shows on them, and it's up on YouTube. I've talked about them before. But the rest of them totally ignore it. But they'll create a fictitious or a fiction into reality, which is this incredible flu that's supposedly sweeping across the planet. Reality creation and reality suppression. Again, it's very simple, isn't it? Remember a few months ago they talked about these noctilucent clouds, these sudden new clouds that appeared in the sky that were glowing. It's been happening for years, actually. Here's NASA, and this is from space.com. NASA rocket to create clouds on Tuesday, so the 14th of September 2009. A rocket experiment set to launch Tuesday aims to create artificial clouds at the outermost layers of Earth's atmosphere. The project, called the Charged Aerosol Release Experiment, CARE, oh, isn't that nice, CARE, C-A-R-E, plans to trigger cloud formation around the rocket's exhaust particles. Well, they've been doing it with the jets for, what, since 98. The clouds are intended to simulate naturally occurring phenomena called noctilucent clouds, or noctilucent clouds, which are the highest clouds in the atmosphere. This is really essentially at the boundary of space, said Wayne Scales, a scientist at Virginia Tech that sounds fishy to me, who will use computer models to study the physics of the artificial dust cloud as it's released. Nothing like this has been done before for a LIGHR, and that's why everybody's really excited about it. The experiment is the first attempt to create, oh, here we go again, another lie, as I can smell it coming, artificial noctilucent clouds, a previous spacecraft called Aeronomy of Ice in the Mesosphere, called AIM, A-I-M, so it's care and aim, take care, aim, and fire. I guess the third one would be fire, right? Launched in 2007 to observe the natural clouds from space. Care is slated to launch Tuesday between 7:30 and 7:57 p.m. EDT from NASA's Wallops Flight Facility in Virginia. They're going to wallop the sky. There you go. Night shining clouds. Yep. But they don't tamper with the atmosphere and weather control, even though the U.S. Air Force said shortly they'd own, not just control, but own the weather. They already controlled it. Now they're going to own it. And that was mainstream, of all places, mainstream media a few years ago. So, it's quite something, isn't it? This reality we're living through, trying to find out reality from fiction and living in a world where most of the mainstream is fiction. It's never straight, that's for sure. There's always a slant, a spin, or it's completely bent and round, going another way. Now, I said before, this new world order will have us all as slaves. You see, you can understand what the Soviet system was all about. And prior to the Soviet system, you know, every people on this planet, I've got videos out now on how hard done by they were by, say, the British Empire, for instance, or the World Empire of the 1800s and so on. And I just watched one to do with how they took thousands and thousands of people from India as indentured servants, where you basically sign a contract for 7 or 10 years of your life, and you go to work on plantations in the Pacific and different places like that. And this all happened. So it's true that Britain reinvented slavery. When it banned it, you see, they simply reinvented it by having you sign your name to something, a legal contract. They pretended to pay you, but then they deduct your cost of living from your paycheck. So you could never get brought back to your country again. That happened. But at the same time in Britain as that was happening, the vast majority of the British people were working 16 hours a day in factories for peanuts. And the death rate was phenomenal. Squalor and horror and poverty. See, everyone's been used. And then they came up with the Soviet system, where a few elitists, you see, who understood the true doctrine of Marx, only the few at the top could truly understand the true doctrine, you see, would be in charge of all the goods and resources on behalf of all the peoples, and everything would have to come through them. So in other words, and as Orwell said, you know, when an elite group denies you materials of life, then you're under a totalitarian regime. Today's been done by, ecology, environmentalism, save the planet. Man is the enemy, according to Club of Rome. They came up with the idea. They were given the task. And they published it in their own book, The First Global Revolution, the founders of the Club of Rome, backed by the high chutzpahs up yonder, you see. Big think tanks were all financed by the big foundations, the multinational, international bankers, and royalty, etc. And I said, you'll be all slaves, because they're using the same technique again under a different guise. It's from the Times, September the 14th, 2009. Staff in carbon footprint trial. So they did a trial on this, you see. We could face £100 fine for high emissions. People who emit more than their fair share of carbon emissions are having their pay docked in a trial that could lead to rationing being reintroduced via the workplace after an absence of half a century. Britain's first employee carbon rationing scheme is about to be extended after the trial demonstrated the effectiveness of fining people for exceeding their personal emissions target. So you've got a personal emissions target, see? Unlike the energy-saving schemes adopted by thousands of companies, the rationing scheme monitors employees' personal emissions, including home energy bills, gasoline purchases, and holiday flights. Workers who take a long-haul flight are likely to be fined for exceeding their annual ration unless they take drastic action in other areas, such as switching off the central heating or cutting out almost all car journeys. Employees are required to submit quarterly reports detailing their consumption. They are also set a target which reduces each year. So your target will get reduced each year for the amount of carbon that you can emit. How do you think? You actually read all this stuff all the time. Every country is signing on to carbon reduction, and they want to reduce it by 40, 50, 60, 70, 80%. How do you think they're going to do it? And what's the real intention of it? It's to put you into abject slavery. That's what it's for. Because most of your paycheck, if you're working at all, is going to go back to them. It says they're also set a target which reduces each year for the amount of carbon they emit. Those who exceed the ration pay a fine for every kilogram they emit over the limit. The money is deducted from their pay and the level of the fine is printed on payslips. Oh boy. If we don't just put them all into the sea now, we're all done for. I'm back with more after this break.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-790-6293. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 1-800-790-6293. That's 1-800-790-6293.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Watts, and we're cutting through the matrix. And boy, it's like cutting through you-know-what. And it's as thick as that, too. People who worked on building sites as laborers, construction workers, or worked in factories, they used to say, new day, new boss, same shit. You see? And that's how it is with presidents and prime ministers. And always could be something new. Something new, but it's always the same thing, you see. And Obama, of course, was already picked to win in advance by the authorized pickers, and that's the Bilderbergers and the Council on Foreign Relations, like exactly what Carol Quigley said. Every top person in, at all parties belongs to the Council on Foreign Relations. They're all picked in advance. But here they go. They give you a new guy of a different color, and it's supposed to be all different, but it's exactly the same thing. And this is from it's wired.com. Obama backs extending the Patriot Act spy provisions for spying on the public September the 15th. And here's a picture from one of his magician's poses with his hand up there, you know. And it says here, the Obama administration has told Congress it supports renewing three provisions of the Patriot Act due to expire at year's end, measures making it easier for the government to spy within the United States. Making it easier? How easy could it get? In a letter to Senator Patrick Leahy, the Vermont Democrat and chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, the Justice Department said the administration might consider modifications to the act in order to protect civil liberties. It might. I like the word might. The administration is willing to consider such ideas provided that they do not undermine the effectiveness of these important authorities. Ronald Weich, or it's Weich, Assistant Attorney General, wrote to Leahy, who is a PDF involved, download that, whose committee is expected to consider renewing the three expiring Patriot Act provisions next week. The government disclosed the letter Tuesday. It should come as no surprise that President Barack Obama supports renewing the provisions, which were part of the Patriot Act approved 6 weeks after the September 11th, 2001 attacks, or attacks, demolition jobs. As an Illinois senator in 2008, he voted to allow the warrantless monitoring of Americans' electronic communications if they're communicating overseas with somebody the government believes is linked to terrorism. That legislative package, which President George Bush signed, also immunized the nation's telecommunication companies from lawsuits charging them with being complicit with the Bush administration's warrantless wiretapping program. That program was also adopted in the wake of September the 11th. And then they're going to put the new three provisions which are due to expire. And it's all listed here what he plans to renew. So it'll actually get worse because that's the agenda, isn't it? And then, of course, we'll find, too, that Baucus, I guess it's Baucus, is it? Baucus unveils $856 billion healthcare legislation. And this is from, where is this from? The Wall Street Journal. Quite interesting. Senate Finance Committee Chairman Max Baucus formally unveiled the 10-year $856 billion bill that would extend health insurance to tens of millions of Americans, but that found lukewarm support amongst other key senators, indicating changes to the measure are in store. He says this is a good bill. It's a balanced bill. It can pass the Senate, Mr. Baucus said at an afternoon news conference at which he provided details on the plan. And I haven't got time yet to go into the other part, which is fines. Everybody who doesn't get this insurance is going to get fined, like, massively. Who's that going to be? Well, the poor, of course, isn't it? Welcome to the new Soviet, the world Soviet. Isn't it going to be wonderful for every breath you take and the carbon that you exhale? You're going to pay and pay and pay. Boy, freedom's wonderful, isn't it? The new freedom. Well, that's it from Hamish, myself from Ontario, Canada. So it's good night to me. Your God or your gods go with you.
With recent international